Morning all, John Ashton, World Cup. Augsburg, who knows where I'll be tomorrow. Results today mean that I could be going to Leverkusen to watch England in a quarter-final, or to Wolfsburg for the same, or back to London if the worst comes to the worst, and Mexico hammer New Zealand while England slump against Japan. I think that's pretty unlikely, but it could still happen. It's an exciting day today. France and Germany play off for top spot in Group A. Neither of which really knowing if they want to top the group or not, and the same applies in Group B, really. I don't quite know who... Well, I sort of suspect that both France and Germany would probably rather play England than Japan. But do they need to win the group to do that? Or do they need to come second? All will be revealed later on. It's all a bit of a confusing mess. Not least for the organisers, who have scheduled the winner of Group A. Their knockout fixtures are all scheduled for the evening kickoffs, the 7:45 primetime TV slots. So if Germany don't beat France today and miss out on that, and all their games kick off at the slightly more awkward or slightly less popular 6 o'clock slot here in Germany, that'll be a bit of a blow for the TV companies. England, here in Augsburg, it's a nice little place here on the romantic Strasse in Bavaria. A lot of sort of Hindus knocking around over the weekend. They go out, it's an out-of-town stadium here, the Impulse Arena, pretty grim and soulless place, but a typical English stadium actually these days, so perhaps they'll feel at home. A few selection dilemmas facing Hope Powell, not least the sort of slightly dodgy form of the central defensive pairing. I think she'll stick with the tried and trusted Faye White and Casey Stoner, though. Up front, all the places really are up for grabs. I think Ali Smith obviously is a nailed-on starter, but the other sort of three attacking positions around her, the two wide positions and one of the two central positions, it's a sort of five or six-way fight. Ellen White, Jess Clark were impressed when coming off the bench against New Zealand. Karen Carney, Rachel Yankee and Eni Aluko could all are in contention for those places. It'll be interesting to see who Hope goes for. I have a feeling that Karen Carney will start. I think she was particularly impressive. And Jess Clark, that impact she made against New Zealand was really telling. But it'd be a brave manager to drop such experienced players like Yankee from the side. I don't think we'll see any revolutionary changes. But I guess in the second half she might mix it up again. Germany, of course, have got concerns of their own selection-wise. Bridget Prinz, who is really out of form, out of sorts, has been the topic of masses of discussion in the German papers this week. They seem to think that she is going to lose her place in the side, which is astonishing, really. She is the big name. She's the, 10 years ago, well, a few years ago, coming into the tournament, she was the Messi, obviously of a different age group, but she was the big name, the Pelé, the Maradona, really, figure in the German team. And her style has faded very, very quickly in the two games here. Astonishing if she gets left out, but it looks like she might be. Anyway, I've got to go and wash some clothes. I've been here for 10 days now, and things are, well, more than 10 days, 12 days. They all blur into one, and things are starting to get slightly smelly. There's only so many times you can turn your pants inside out. So I shall go and do that, and I shall speak to you, hopefully, with England in the quarterfinals tomorrow.